We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more like cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Well, different studio, same podcast. It is the 15-minute morning show.
Do you think we sound different in the studio?
I think we do.
I actually like the way we sound in here.
We're all
crisp.
We're all standing except for you.
Yeah, because I found the only chair in the room.
That's right, D.
What's up now?
Yeah. All right, so it is Garrett, Danielle, Nate, Brody, Gandhi. 15-minute morning show is here. So Elvis, under the weather. Nate took control of the show.
Yay, Nate!
Oh, no, it was a group effort.
It was.
But everybody jumps in.
Oh, humble, too.
Oh, God. Trust me, there's many times where I didn't know what the hell I was going to say. Thank God one of you opened your mouth and said something.
Except the part where you say, hey, I'm talking.
You did a great job.
It's not there. But Nate, you got the call early
God.
This morning.
Well, I was running late. And last night I have this medication called Elavil, which when I have trouble sleeping, I take one of these things because it makes me sleep through the night. And I didn't sleep well the night before. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to take one of these. 7:30, I pop one, 8 o'clock, I'm in bed. So I'm a little groggy this morning. And then I see Elvis calling probably for the third time because I didn't have my phone next to me in the car. And he's like, where have you been? Why haven't you answered your phone?
Oh, yeah.
And he sounded hoarse. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. So I race here and...
Well, we all had the idea, like, if we called, Nate would pick up if I called. And then Gandhi's like, I'm going to call. And Froggy's like, I'm going to call.
Yeah.
So everybody had that inkling, like, if I called, Nate would pick up.
Yeah. No. This was purely my phone was on the passenger seat, and I don't have my car set up with the Bluetooth stuff. So,
but just like you said, a substitute teacher gets the same call.
Oh yeah,
it's 5 o'clock in the morning. The phone rings. Mrs. So and So is out. And we need you to come
in.
Well,
at least I didn't have to go in and teach Chinese or something.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
can you imagine being that substitute teacher? Like, hey, you're teaching Polish today.
No,
good
luck. Why they roll in the TV with the seatbelt.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, because they know they can't do it.
This is the call I get in the afternoon because my husband usually picks up the kids, but sometimes he'll have a meeting or he'll have something. So I'll have just put my head on the pillow for a nap, finally, and he'll go, hey, honey, sorry, I need you to pick up the kids. I'm like, fuck! I just went to take a nap.
2 minutes my eyes have been closed.
We need to start Uber for kids. Get yourself home. Figure it out, buddy.
Seriously, hitchhike. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Black
put
and
some
mud,
hair
eh?
On your chest.
Not that I don't love you guys, but you know.
You know what, though, Nate? When you weren't answering this morning, I was like, are we worried? Should we be worried about Nate? Is anyone else worried?
We had the talk. We're like, I'm sure he's on his way in. Maybe he's driving and not distracted. But if we're in this situation again, that let's just say you're not feeling well, just like Elvis. Elvis is not feeling well. We just hit replay.
You know what I said? You weren't in the room. I said, we are a stroke away from Scary hosting the show.
we do need to have like the plan A, B, C, D, E.
What is plan
also,
C?
Also, let people know where they stand.
That's the thing. We don't have a plan C.
There's
Who's
no
your plan C, Nate?
I don't know. I guess that would be my plan B. I don't know. I mean, if I'm Elvis's plan B.
Oh, yeah. What's plan C?
Plan C is
you're just going to make enemies. Don't do it.
Do it, Nate.
Scary is hoping he's plan C.
Pick your plan C.
I think a combo of Gandhi and Danielle. Like a duo team taking over.
Tag team.
Yeah.
I think that's a good plan C.
I think, well, we've done that in the past. Maybe not with...
They don't let Gandhi and I host the show.
No. Listen, all I do is facilitate. That's all I do. I open the break, kind of throw something out there, and you guys chew on it for a while.
Well, all of the people we used to have as fill-ins, like plan C, have their own morning shows now.
Oh, so Gandhi, if we're plan C,
let's do it.
That's our future.
We can't rely on them any longer.
Oh.
No. No, I think but it happens
way,
a group effort.
I'd like to introduce myself as Plan Z.
Plan Z.
Thank you.
Listen, it's good to have a letter, though.
We'll throw some stuff on there from like 3 weeks ago. Nobody will know the difference.
Yeah, they will.
Well, we think they don't know the difference. You
haven't
checked Twitter.
Yeah, that's true.
They're like, I know what you're doing. You're tricking me.
You know what's so funny, though? On vacation, I'll listen to some of our old shows, and I can't remember. I'm like, shit, that was a great conversation we had.
And you were a part of the conversation.
And I was a part of it.
Yeah.
The stroke.
Do you guys, do all of you guys listen to the show outside of here? Because I have never done it ever.
Once or twice, I will. I just, it's hard to do for me. For whatever
I think
reason.
It's important. To do it. I listened to you guys before I got here just to kind of get the vibe of how everybody worked. Now that I'm here, I will never listen. It weirds me out to hear my voice.
Oh, I can't stand listening to myself.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Well, you're on every other commercial.
And she's on television at the water park.
Oh, she's everywhere.
Television, I didn't mind that because I was, don't laugh at this, but I was wearing a big puffy ski coat. She really couldn't see.
You look great.
Oh, stop
so
it.
I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm all covered up. So that I didn't mind.
I'll listen if I'm homesick, if I miss the show, I'll listen to the show. If we're on Best Of, we're on vacation, listening for, like, you guys don't want to hear your own voice. For me, it's like audio, Where's Waldo? Like, if we're listening, I'll listen for 3 hours, and they go, Brody, when's Hanukkah? Thursday. I go, that was me!
Oh, you listen for yourself.
No, I'm saying, once I hear myself, I'm like, I'm good. No. I turn it off.
So, yes, I think you listen for yourself.
The reason is we all hear ourselves in a different way than everybody else does. Yeah. So I don't hear myself the way, and then when I hear it come out of the radio, I go, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, we definitely process our voices differently in our head, so when you hear it back. And then all the processing on our voices.
Well, that's why I think we sound different in the room that we're in now versus where we normally do the 15
minute. The mics sound
show.
Different to us. There's an echo in this room. It's a very hollow sound.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, previous members of this show who have gone on to do other shows have went to engineering and asked for this specific Elvis processing to take over there, thinking that it would make them sound like they were here.
Can't have that.
But obviously, if you listen, it doesn't sound like that.
Right.
We're talking about Danielle being everywhere. I never told you this.
What?
So your Camelback commercial, which is great. It's an indoor-outdoor water park, and it has you can go skiing. And your commercial came on. I came out of the shower one day.
Oh, gee.
You know how awkward it is to see your coworker and your butt naked?
Sorry, guys. I didn't look, I swear.
Well, I know that, but I felt like you were there. Because I'm out of the shower. There you are, just smiling. It's like, I know you.
How did you respond to Danielle while you were naked?
I don't remember.
Lies, lies! guys.
Be honest, did you pause the TV?
No. That's disgusting.
Can you imagine? Welcome to Camelback. Garrett, I see your penis.
Next commercial. You really want to mess with me. The editor's cut.
Yeah,
why
right?
didn't it make it?
Oh, my gosh.
So Elvis will be back tomorrow, obviously, hopefully, God willing. And that's pretty much it.
Well, you mentioned people who used to work here.
Yeah.
So someone who used to work here and now works at another radio station, we can say his name, Greg T. Scary's car is full of dust.
Yep.
Covered in dirt and dust. So we went to the garage to leave. Scary and I went to the garage together. And all over Scary's car, it was hearts, Greg T's name, and then the name of his current radio station.
Oh, get out!
No.
So I found a spot on his window, and I wrote the same heart, same Greg T, and I wrote our home radio station, which is Z100 in New York. So it looked like he wrote that, and I had Scary film that, so it looked like he wrote that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure I'll hear that later.
Yeah, so he will not be happy when he sees that.
Was that today?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday afternoon.
Oh, boy.
I think we all did that, though, the dirty car. It was always wash me.
Yeah. Or a dick.
No, it's a dick. dick. You always ride a
did
dick.
Did you ever get Twinkied or Oreo'd?
What the hell?
No. Oh, shit. Garrett
did that when he came out of the shower and saw you on the commercial.
Twinkie cream, like smushes it all over your car or Oreo cream, it's so hard to get that shit off.
Waste of Twinkie cream.
Oh.
Well, you know what you do with the damaging? Oreos? You place them on there individually.
Oh,
on
the cars. Then they have the circles.
Yeah.
I will say the craziest thing I've ever seen in our old parking garage in LA, we had these pillars in the parking garage because it was underground. So my friend Dave would always park next to this one particular pillar. And they always played practical jokes because he was the overnight guy. So the night guy would do something to his car every single night. One day he gets out of work, 6 o'clock in the morning. He goes to his car. It is saran wrapped to one of the columns in the parking garage.
What?
They're like 40 rolls of saran wrap, and they saran wrapped his car.
Man.
It was there for like a week because he couldn't even get close to cutting this saran wrap off of the car.
How the hell do you get that off?
I will say, Scary doesn't even know this, and I don't think he's noticed. But when you park
Scary
in the garage,
doesn't notice his
you guys can do the same because some of you park in the same garage.
He's still waiting in the other studio for us to do this podcast.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He doesn't realize we moved.
Right, we said we'll be right back, and we didn't go. So when you're in the garage, to keep your car from overheating, they roll down the driver's window halfway. So whenever I see his car, I'll throw empty soda bottles in the car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I threw a banana peel in there. If I've got if I have napkins in my pocket, I just throw them in the car.
That's hilarious.
He's never said to me, like, wow, the guy's in the garage throwing garbage in my car.
he probably tipped him less.
I'm just gonna say it's Greg, but that's...
So maybe that is an assumption.
Nate, you're in the same garage.
Yeah.
Just go and throw stuff in his car. Just once, I want him to go, I don't remember drinking a Diet Coke.
I don't think he would. I feel like he would just pick it up and throw it out.
No. Yeah.
Keep on going.
He's the most oblivious person Like, today we were having a conversation about pets.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just like, okay, so who is...
Right, so Danielle says, my two cats are Diggy and Fred.
Right.
And Scary goes, I can name your cats. It's Diggy. What's the other one's name?
I thought we just said it.
Then
Brody was talking about his dogs, and he's just like, yeah, I have three dogs. And he goes, no, you have two dogs.
No, he said, you have two dogs. You have Mootsy and the other one.
Yeah.
And so I said, and he goes, and they named my dog who died 4 years ago.
Yeah, so I said, that one died. He goes, oh, he did? He got another one since then?
I've always thought about Scary wants a cat. Like, he says he wants a cat.
Oh,
no, he cannot be trusted.
I can't envision what he would name said cat.
It would be like what I do. Like, it would be called Cat.
That's what you did?
Oh, I named my dog. I usually name the thing whatever it is. I really want a beta fish, so I can name it Beta Gandhi.
Oh, God.
I really want one. It's just easy, because that's what I end up calling it anyway. I'd be like, hello, fish. How are you?
I think Scary would name his cat Hey. Like, because he has no emotion or love for animals. He just will go, hey. Like, that's what he would do.
I just worry he wouldn't feed it, and then the thing would die, and it would smell in his house.
I think he'd forget he had a cat.
Once it hid under
the bed or something, it would be gone.
If Scary read an article that having cats was bougie and the cool thing to do, he might have a cat.
He's on the fence about getting one. Like, he really wants to get one.
Been on the fence for the last 4 years.
Can we convince him to get some terrible animal?
Can we throw a
hairless cat.
Can we throw a cat in his car window in the garage?
You're the only one that's doing it.
They were like, oh, there's my cat. He won't even
How long have you been here?
Did you guys see the Insta story he posted with his brother's dog?
No.
So he's at the party for whatever, I guess, for the Christmas holiday. And his brother says, hey, why don't you try to be nice to my dog? Here's a treat. It's his favorite treat. So he goes, Scare goes, all right, takes the treat and goes, hey, boy. And the dog looks at him and ignores him, and he goes, and he just throws the treat.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
That's how he also treats children.
Yeah. How does a dog ignore a treat?
It's
what kind
it's
of
scary
anti-power does Scary have over the dog?
If you listen to our the Brooklyn Boys podcast, you know he only, and we've talked about on the show,
yeah.
He doesn't talk to dogs, and the only thing he knows about babies is he goes, so is your baby colicky? And then whatever the answer is, he goes, huh. That's all he knows.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then he'll go, I guess you're not sleeping a lot, huh?
At least he tries. He's trying.
Yeah, he's trying.
He wants to know if you slept or if the kid's colicky.
I don't even ask about a kid being colicky.
See, that's obviously not his element, but you go to a club or you go to a bar, Scary is in his element
there. Oh,
yeah. You know, whereas,
he puts the hunker in the bunker.
He's like a chameleon. He adapts to his surroundings no matter where he is, even if he's dead wrong about college football. So.
Yeah.
But he tries.
Oh, that was a great bit. Yeah, someone talked about a big upset in college football at dinner one night. And he goes, oh, what? Yeah, really, right? So I said, Scary, you don't know anything about college football. He goes, oh, I'm playing along. I want to be involved. But he doesn't know anything about college football.
He's a team player. He's a good team player.
He's furthering the conversation.
Right.
Okay.
He's doing the improv thing. Yes, and.
Yes, and.
I don't know anything.
He's bringing it to a screeching halt. Like, no, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at him through the glass. He's still in that other studio waiting for us.
Hey, guys. Sorry, Scare.
We should walk in there. So you ready? Yeah, let's go.
I do love him, though. He always has nice intentions.
Yeah.
He always does.
He never does anything mean.
Heart of gold.
Yeah.
Just not to animals.
We got like a minute left. What's everybody doing today?
Oh. Getting Scary a cat.
Hey, by the way, if you did get him a pet, do you think he would be a responsible parent?
Yes,
to that,
yes, I do.
I honestly do.
Yeah? It would keep him. He goes away so much. He travels so much. It would keep him home.
But do you think it would be? It would be the impetus to stay home more.
No, there is no
impetus for him to stay home more.
I equate it to throwing him in the deep end. He's not going to. Oh, he might sink, but he'll at least try to stay above water.
He needs
and I think
a turtle.
The same.
He will re-gift the pet.
Right. I tried. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Scary. You had the cat for a day and a half.
Yeah.
I tried.
He's going to come in the next day. Does anybody want a cat?
Yeah.
All right, Danielle, 40 seconds. Re-gifting. Would you let Scary babysit the cat for a weekend? Your cat.
No.
1 weekend.
Would you let him pet your cat?
No.
That sounds gross for
me. What if he babysits the cat at your house?
No.
Gandhi, would you let Scary babysit your Beta Gandhi fish?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Nate, and she doesn't even own it.
Beta Gandhi needs to survive.
I don't know what you're going to ask. The answer is no.
If you had a stroke number three, does Scary save your life or you rather die?
I pray to God he does.
I think he would. I have faith in the man.
But he has a pass with that.
He's looking at the clock over there.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than bostonproper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. Bostonproper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.